Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our brand new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love, which is filled with so much variety because everyone has a different kind of story about how he or she found true love. And that's what makes this book a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to sharing some great stories with you over the next couple of months. Today, we're going to talk about dreaming about a soulmate and then that soulmate actually appearing. In the first story, Luetta Jensen tells us that she was 34 years old, divorced, and she had a beautiful son. She hadn't been dating for a couple of years, and she really didn't want to. She just wanted to focus on her son, unless a really good guy came along. And then she had a dream, and it was so vivid. In this dream, she was engaged to marry a young sailor, and she saw him. He was wearing his sailor cap, and he had a sailor uniform on, a navy shirt and white pants. He had a neatly trimmed beard, too. And in this dream, it was the 1940s, and they were in Pearl Harbor. The sailor's name was Johnny, and he was on a short leave for his birthday, and Luetta had made him a cake, and she was having a little party for him. Luetta says that in her dream, the sailor didn't speak a word, but she could feel how strong his love for her was. And then the dream was over, but it stayed with Luetta for days. She wrote down every detail she could remember. She knew it was just a dream, but it felt as real as anything that had ever happened in her life. As the weeks passed, Luetta found that she was looking for Johnny's face wherever she was, at the grocery store, at the mall, at social events. She wondered if she was losing her mind, because looking for this man from her dream was ludicrous. One day she was sure she was losing it when she looked at the sliding glass door in her kitchen, and she saw Johnny's face in the reflection in the glass. The following day, Johnny's image reappeared in that same location, and then that night, she saw his reflection in her bedroom window. Luetta went on to see him numerous times over the next few months, and she was even more certain that she had lost her mind, especially when she was with a coworker and she pointed out Johnny's face in a window and her coworker couldn't see him. Luetta then confessed to her best friend, and she decided to go and see a psychiatrist. Before she went to that appointment, though, she had a group of friends over, and one of her friends brought along another friend, and that friend walked in, put her arm around Luetta, and asked, "Who's the sailor dude in the window?" Luetta nearly fainted, but she felt reassured that maybe she wasn't crazy after all. And then a few weeks later, she finally agreed to go on a blind date that she had been saying no to for many weeks. Her friends had said that she just had to meet this guy named Larry. Well, soon the night of the blind date arrived, and Luetta opened her front door, and Larry was standing there, and he looked exactly like that man Johnny in her dreams, except without the sailor cap. As they talked over dinner, Larry revealed that as a child, he had always worn a sailor's cap because he wanted to be a sailor. And then he told Luetta about his own dream, a recurring one he had as a child about a little blonde girl who wore a two-piece short red outfit and always had the smell of old shoes around her. Luetta pulled out an old photo album filled with her childhood pictures, and Larry turned to one and said, "That's the girl." Except that it was a black and white photo, so he couldn't tell what color her outfit was. Well, Luetta remembered that outfit, and it was red. And her father had owned a shoe repair store at that time, and there was always the smell of old shoes in her childhood. These two really seemed destined to be together. And 8 days later, Larry got down on one knee and proposed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Luetta and Larry somehow dreamed about each other and then found each other. LaRonda Byrne tells us about another story about a dream that came true. In her story, she was living in Kansas, minding her own business as a single mom, raising her little daughter. And meanwhile, a man named John was living 450 miles away in Minnesota, where he was a good uncle to his nieces and nephews, but really wanted more from his life. One night, he prayed to God that he would find a wife. And that night, he had three separate but connected dreams. In the first dream, he was dating a woman who had a little girl. In his second dream, he was standing at the altar with his college roommate Rob as his best man. And in his last dream, he was opening wedding gifts with his wife on one side and one of his sisters on the other. Now, LaRonda and John didn't know each other at all, but they both knew John's college buddy, Rob, because Rob had grown up with LaRonda. John called Rob to tell him about these weird, vivid dreams. He said, "Rob, I had the weirdest dream and you were in it. I was dating a woman with a little girl. We got married and you were my best man." "Well," Rob said, "I happen to know a woman who has a little girl and she's looking for someone." The next time Rob saw LaRonda, he mentioned his friend John without revealing the strange dreams. LaRonda was skeptical. She said, "Seriously, Rob, he's in Minnesota and I'm in Kansas. What are we supposed to do?" Rob wasn't worried. "Oh, you meet, you fall in love, and you get married." 9 months later, that's exactly what happened. LaRonda and John have been married more than 20 years now. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please follow me on Twitter if you haven't already. My handle is @AmyNewmark. I'll post a link to the latest podcast every day, or you can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you like to get your podcasts. And if you'd like to learn more about our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love, please visit chickensoup.com and click on the picture you see. That will take you to a full description of the book. And you'll be able to watch the book trailer as well, which contains more stories from the book. Come back for our next episode when I'll be sharing two more stories from the book about love and destiny and people who were just meant to be together.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.